Joined now by Broncos president and CEO Joe Ellis, who is not in Denver. He is in Chicago at the official Broncos bar in Chicago, the Irish Oak. Joe, you're about 1,600 miles away, but tell us what it's like there. What's the scene like there in Chicago at the bar you're at?
Pretty festive, Chris. We got about 70 to 80 Bronco fans here, maybe a few more. I can't tell if this is a great little bar called the Irish Oak, as you mentioned. And packed with people, having a good time, and eagerly awaiting the Broncos' first round pick later on tonight.
Joe, how fortunate do you feel that you can go all the way to Chicago and have this much fan support for a Denver team?
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, I was talking to a lot of people here, and they come here every Sunday and watch the team every Monday night whenever we're playing, 16 times plus the playoffs and also the preseason. They said they're just avid fans, and I continue to be in awe of the kind of support that's given our franchise all over the country. It's really something incredible.
Joe, with the NFL taking the draft on the road and going to Chicago this year, when did you get into the city, and what has it been like around town building up to tonight?
Well, I got in early this morning, and downtown Chicago, right around Grant Park, where they're staging the draft, is all staged up, and it's a very, very big area. They got a lot of areas for interactive stuff for fans, and then they have the selection rooms. And then they have the theater where the commissioner brings the players on stage, and that's across Michigan Avenue. It's hard for if you know Chicago, I think you can envision it. But it's an awful lot of acreage, a lot of space, and very festive. A lot of people in town, all kinds of jerseys and colors, including Broncos. Presented all throughout the city, and it's a fun atmosphere. It's exciting. It's something I'd love to see us host someday in Denver. And I think we do a great job, and I think there'd be the same kind of festive atmosphere as I see here in Chicago tonight.
Joe, we saw Gary Kubiak on the field with the team this week for the start of voluntary veteran minicamp. He and John Elway together are bunkered in right down the hall, getting ready for pick 28. This is kind of another one of those firsts for this team as the Kubiak and Elway era kind of take form and moves ahead as they're trying to build this team for 2015.
Well, they've done a lot of hard work, Chris. They put a lot of time and effort into it, and very, very, very thorough. Very impressive to watch them work these last couple of months. And, of course, the scouts all pitching in, the staff. Throughout the years, really, you evaluate these players over the course of a number of years, and got to hand it to the guys. The preparation has been excellent. I think from that you'll see great results for the team over the next 3 days.
Well, Joe, we'll let you get back to it. Have fun. Tell all those fans we appreciate their support, and we'll see you when you get back to Denver.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you.